job? And that's always an interesting question because you think about it. I mean, your whole life, you've been raised up and you've been going to class, and ever since the time you were a baby and you were born, people have been taking care of you and they've been giving you these things and they've been awarding you for doing absolutely nothing. In fact, as often I've thought about on your birthday, why in the world are people honoring you and giving you presents? That doesn't make any sense at all. You had nothing to do with your birth. Your mom did all the work. You get out of there, you're just so selfish that now you want to be fed and you want to be taken care of, you want to be clean. And then people are celebrating you and saying, whoa, good job, you got a birthday. What did you do to deserve that? But that's been your whole life. Your whole life you've been a baby, you've been taken care of, people have given you stuff. Every time you do something remotely good, somebody applauds you. In fact, they're even giving you trophies for doing nothing at all. And because you participated, so now you get a trophy. So you get that mentality. Now you get to the point where you're 16, 17 years old and you're ready to go out there and get this job. And you're looking at it and you're saying, well, who's going to give me a job? And you might look to the government, and the government would like you to look to them and say they're going to give you a job. But you're looking around and you're saying, okay, who's going to give me this job, and what do I do next? Because my whole life has been just handed to me like on a silver platter so that I can just do everything that needs to be done. And so everybody's telling you what to do and telling you what a great job you are. Well, I'm here to tell you, you know what? Nobody owes you a job. Nobody. So get this through your head right to begin with and just think, there is nothing that you have done that deserves you a job. Okay, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this for a second. Let's say I pull out of my pocket, I pull some money, all right? Let's say I'm going to pull out some money here, and I'm going to say, if I give you $100, okay, you see this is $100 right here. If I give you $100, who in this room would give me $20 back? No, it's not a trick question. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to wonder about it. If I gave you $100, who here would give me $20 back? Okay, there is somebody raising their hands. All right, so guess what? There is $100 here, and you would give me $20 back. Now, how many times would you do that? Once, twice, three times, five times? Well, the right answer is you do it as many times as I'd be willing to give you $100, because you think about it, every time you get $100, every time I give you $100, you keep $80 and you give me $20 back. That's a good deal, and you could do that all day long. Well, it's the same thing with a job. See, what you're doing with a job is you're going to the employer and you're telling the employer, I'm going to produce for you, I'm going to produce something that's worth something, let's say $100, and if I produce $100 for you, will you give me $20 back? Okay, let's take an example of that. One of my companies that I own is a lawn maintenance company. They just go out and they cut grass. It's pretty easy. You take long grass, you make it short. You make the customer happy so they don't have to get their lawnmower out and they have to do it. So let's say that I charge in my company, which is true, we charge $45 per man hour. So we've got $45 per man hour. So if I'm going to do a job and it's going to take me 1 hour to get that job done, how much do you think I'm going to charge the client? Duh. $45. That's because it's a 1 hour job. So it's 1 hour for $45. Now of that $45, when I get that done, lawn cut for $45, the customer is going to give me $45. How much of that am I willing to give the worker, do you think? 10? Okay, that's good. Let's say I'm going to give the worker $10. So this is the way we pay our guys in our lawn maintenance company, exactly like this. As we say, if the job is worth $45 to the company, then we will turn around, we will give you $10 of that $45. Now, how many times, so basically what's happening is my employee is going out there and producing $45 worth of income. It's like he's handing me a $50 bill, just about, and I, in exchange, am handing him a $10 bill. How many times do you think I would do that? Does that make sense to you? Does that do what I'm going to do where if you give me $45 worth of work, am I willing to give you 10? Absolutely. I'll do it all day long. In fact, how many times can I do it? I'll do it a million times. Because every time I do this, what do I make? I make $35. So I'm making more than you are. So how many times would I do that? Over and over and over and over again. That's what an employee is. That's how you get a job. So who owes you a job? Nobody owes you a job. But what you do is you go to these companies and you say, I understand business. I understand that I can produce $100 worth of value to you, and I want you to turn around and pay me 20. Does that make sense? Can you do that? Can you actually go to a company and say, I am worth this? I'm going to be able to see, The flunkies are the ones that show up somewhere and they say, do you have a job for me? Do you have a job for me? You should have a job for me. People should hire more people. That's what we get from our government officials. They say, there ought to be more jobs, more jobs. Let's create more jobs. From what? You got to have something that you're selling the client, something to get this $45 in order for you to get 10 there. Now let's take it to the next level. Let's say you don't like $10 an hour. You actually want to make $12 an hour. So if you want to make $12 an hour, how are you going to do that? Well, what you're going to do is you're going to say, I'm not going to produce $45 per hour for you. I'm going to produce $50 per hour. So if you get more efficient, how do you produce $50 per hour instead of $45 per hour? You work harder. You stop listening to your iPod. You stop looking around. You stop chatting with the guy next to you. You stop taking coffee in the morning. You start going out and being full of energy, and you're responsible, and you show up on time, and you do the right thing. And when you do that, your productivity goes up, and it goes from 45, now you're making the company $50 an hour. Now, if you made me $50 an hour, do you think I would be willing to give you 12 instead of 10? Every day, all day long. So how do you get it to the point where you're making $100,000? How would you like to make $100,000 a year? Who here would like to make $100,000 a year? All right, it sounds cool, doesn't it? I wouldn't, because I'd want to make more than that. So anyway, you make $100,000 a year. How in the world are you going to go to a company and say, give me $100,000 a year? You're going to have to produce what? $300,000 worth of value. If you can produce $300,000 worth of value to my company, do you think I'm willing to hand you $100,000? Easy. Easy as pie. I'll do it all day long. I'll do it forever. That's how you get it. So how do you get to that $100,000? What can you do that's going to be so valuable, that it's going to make $300,000 worth of value to the customer? See, that's where we get into the places where you're going to have to learn a skill. You're going to have to get more skill. You're going to have to do this over and over and over again. You're going to have to be able to influence others so that others can produce, so that it's not only you, but it's others. When I was doing lawn maintenance many years ago, obviously, because I don't look like I've been doing lawn maintenance anytime recently. When I was doing lawn maintenance many years ago, they put me on the largest crew. Our largest crew had four members. So you had a foreman plus three. So we have the foreman, four members. And historically, this crew could never make enough money. They sent them out there and they had them on big jobs and everything else, but they couldn't make money. Why? Because the four members together, it's really hard to make up for travel time. It's really hard to make up for the downtime. Everybody has to be coordinated. They took me and they put me on this and they said, you're going to be one of those four members. You're going to be the foreman and you're going to have three other guys that are going to work with you. We are being paid by the job. I didn't like this. I didn't like it at all because I made more money when I went out all by myself. There was no wasted time, no downtime, no travel time except for me. Everything was fine. But here was the deal, is that by putting me as the foreman on there, because I would push people and push them hard, I got the other three workers to produce more because I pushed them. So if I'm getting the other three workers to produce more, now it's not only my productivity, but it's my influence on the other three workers' productivity that is actually creating more productivity for the company. You guys get that? You understand what's happening? So it's not only that I'm producing more, but I'm having an influence on the other people that are there, and they are producing more as well. Now I went over to them, and now I started to make the $20 an hour and higher. Why? Not because I was doing it, but because I could influence them. And that's why, if you read the book, The Go-Giver, which is a great little book, says the more people that you can influence, the more people that you can touch with your work, the more money you're going to make. And that's superbly important when you start thinking about it. You say, okay, how can I touch more people? How can I influence more people? How can I be how can I have an effect on more people? How can I get into their lives and try to make them more productive and try to get them to have a better attitude? Well, right now in the teenage years, you might say, oh, that's really hard to do. Yes and no. How many people around you have bad attitudes? How many people around you don't start working right away in the morning? How many people around you bad mouth management? How many people around you just aren't doing what they could? How can you have an effect on those people and make them produce more? So you see, who owes you a job? The answer is nobody. Nobody owes you a job because just because you're born, what, you get a job? No, you get a job because you produce more for the company than what it costs you. How do you get a raise? You produce more yet, and then the company is willing and able to give you a raise. That's what you have to do. How can you make even more money than what you're producing? You start to influence other people for good, and they look at you and they say, this guy is a leader. This guy is taking us to a new level. This guy is working with this company, and that's what promotes you, and that's what gets you into the next level where you'll become a manager, and now you'll start making the big bucks. That's where you gotta go.